This is Hillbilly Solid, and I'm your host, Silas House.
Fish are a-jumpin' and the cotton is high. Your pappy's rich, your mammy's good-looking. Hush, little baby, honey, don't you cry. One of these mornings you gonna rise up singing. You'll spread out your wings and take to the sky. Until that day you can hush up your crying. Pappy and your mammy standing by. Time and the living is easy. Catfish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your pappy's rich, your mammy's good looking. Hush, little baby, honey, don't you cry. Come on, honey, now go to sleep. Hush, little baby, don't you cry.
That was the late, great Doc Watson, along with his son Richard, doing one of the all-time best songs, Summertime. We just lost Doc, and he will be sorely missed, so I thought it fitting to start off this episode of Hillbilly Solid with a little remembrance of him. And although it's never the wrong time to hear a masterpiece like Summertime, it seems especially apt right now when everything is heating up real good and the tomatoes are starting to redden and everything has gotten lush and that deep green of full summer. I love the mountains in springtime, when the red buds and sarvis and dogwoods are decorating the hills, but I believe summertime is the prettiest season of all in Appalachia. There's a fullness to the mountains. There's that lush greenness. There's a sandy, watermelonish, deep water smell to the hills that doesn't happen any other time of year. So on this episode of Hillbilly Solid, I thought we'd stick to mountain music in its many forms to pay tribute to this place we love. Let's start off with the best singer-songwriter working today, Miss Caroline Herring, who is from Mississippi, but who has a deep understanding of Appalachia and its people. Her new album, Camilla, which comes out in August, I can tell you it's her best one yet. Let's start off this set with one of the best on it. Here's Caroline Herring doing Fireflies.
Little girl in your nightgown, of me. Once I wore my apron low. Once I wore my apron low. Once I wore my apron low. You'd follow and follow through frost and snow. Love, oh, careless love.
We close that set with the best mountain voice in modern music, Miss Patti Loveless, from right over in Elkhorn City, Kentucky, doing the blues side of town. Now, I believe that Patti's 1988 album, Honky Tonk Angels, from which the blues side of town comes, is one of the top 10 best country music albums of all time. It hardly ever shows up on lists that are drawn up like that in magazines and polls, but it has a huge following among connoisseurs of true country music. Although it was her third album, it was the one that really gave her career a major boost with big hits like Chains and Timber, I'm Falling in Love. But it's the lesser known songs that make it a classic. Every single song on Honky Tonk Angel is a gem. Look it up. Before Patti, we heard the queen of Appalachia, Jeanne Richie, doing a cover of one of the all-time best songs, Careless Love. I especially love the whistling on that. And we started off that set with Caroline Herring doing her new song, Fireflies. We always call them lightning bugs, but fireflies work too. It's a great song. And that's from her upcoming album, Camilla. You're listening to Hillbilly Solid with Silas House here on listener-supported radio WUKY. Let's hear some more voices from the mountains. Here's Daryl Scott from right down the road in London, Kentucky.
I can see that train a-coming. Watch that big light shine this way. Hear that whistle softly blowing. Lord, it's been an awful day. I watched him leave that Friday morning. It was in the month of May. I told my son to be a good soldier, but return again someday. I'll not forget that day. The baggage car is where he traveled, in a casket where he lay. Train man, keep your whistle blowing, make it moan and make it whine. You make a man feel mighty lonesome with a memory like feel mighty lonesome with a memory like mine. can feel mighty lonesome with a memory like
spring, fetch me some water. You be my legs, my young granddaughter. You know I don't get around the way I used to. Won't you do for me the things I cannot do? Pin up my hair, there's company coming. We'd better get some biscuits in the oven. You know I'll fry this meat, and when I'm through, you set the table and I'll sing a song for you. Chief Redbird fell in the muddy water, and that's the last they heard of him. I lived my life by the banks of the river, but I never did learn to swim. Well, the wild geese fly and the cold rattle and the time keeps passing on by. Me and the Redbird River gonna roll on till we die. These apples here are good for frying. We'll peel the rest and put them up for drying. You know I can't stand to see them laying spoiled. Our winter's game summer's toil. Chief Redbird fell in the muddy water, and that's the last they heard of him. I lived my life by the banks of the river, but I never did learn to swim. Well, the wild geese fly and the coal trains rattle and the time keeps passing on by. Me and the Redbird River gonna roll on till we die. Smaller stitches. It's something new from something old to keep us warm through all the winter's cold. Chief Redbird fell in the muddy water, and that's the last they heard of him. I lived my life by the banks of the river, but I never did learn to swim. Well, the wild geese fly and the coal trains rattle and the time keeps passing on by. For me and the Redbird River, me and the Redbird River, said me and the Redbird River gonna roll on till we die.
Thank you.
you think is the end is the beginning. I'll put you to sleep, but you keep laughing. Let's put our arms together, baby. We'll see what happens. Can't we just fold our hands? No, it's a miracle, and I want it. I can't fake it anymore.
I want something beautiful. I want something true. Want everything I want.
Listening to Hillbilly Solid here on WUKY Listener Supported Radio, and that was Trey Chicas doing a beautiful tune called Shade Trees in Bloom. Not necessarily about the mountains, but I love it, so I snuck it in there. That's from their album Bloom Red and The Ordinary Girl from a few years back. Before that, you heard one of the best modern voices of the mountains, Carla Gover, a great singer and songwriter who can do some really great flat footing too. And we started that set off with A Memory Like Mine with Daryl Scott on lead vocals and Tim O'Brien backing him up. That song was actually written by Daryl's father, Wayne Scott, a really great, underrated songwriter who passed away last year. He wrote that song during the Vietnam War, and it's just as effective today as it was then.
Balancing our budget isn't just a matter of fiscal responsibility. It's also a matter of community responsibility. Your contribution helps us pay for programs and helps us balance the program fund budget. It also provides an outstanding radio service that you and everyone else in Central Kentucky can listen to and learn from. So it isn't just for yourself, it's for everybody. Make a contribution to the community. Make a contribution to WUKY at WUKY.org.
Even before you get your coffee or tea, you can tune in to Morning Edition, the daily news program from NPR News. You'll wake up to the latest buzz about what's happening in the world while you've been sleeping, the latest on politics, the economy, science, and the arts, and usually some story you didn't even know you cared about until you heard it. Start your day right with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Plus, local weather, news, and traffic. Weekday mornings at 6 on 91.3 WUKY.
Well, on this episode, we're paying tribute to the mountains. Now, I believe that the music of Appalachia is very eclectic, and that's why you're as likely to hear the White Stripes on this show as you are to hear a rousing banjo tune. But on this episode, we're featuring artists who are from the mountains or songs about the mountains. Next up is a true mountaineer, good old Brett Ratliff, the second most famous singer from Van Leer, Kentucky.
You and me, doubt that strangles my self-worth. To paint the picture that I swore I heard. Spiritless and mean, the ghost that comes between me. I will keep my wits about myself. Disregard direction sent from hell.
Lord ain't turned away. So bury me along the big sandy, down those blue gray mountains. Rest my soul in those hills of coal until this old earth does tremble. Don't you mourn for me when my soul is free. No woman, don't you cry.
That was Dwight Yoakam and Maria McKee doing Bury Me off his classic album, Guitars, Cadillacs, etc., etc., which is the very first record I ever bought with my own money. If you get a chance, go over to our Facebook page. All you have to do is type Hillbilly Salad into the search box and we'll pop up. Go over there and like us, and while you're there, tell us what the first album that you ever bought was. I do love Dwight, and I'm always looking for a reason to play him. But I actually wanted to play that one because I love Maria McKee, one of the best singers ever. Before that, we had a song from a few years back by the Avett Brothers. Sanguine was released before they got famous, and it's still one of their best songs. And we started off that set with Brett Ratliff, one of the reasons this show exists, and a very fine singer, picker, and feller. That's from his excellent album, Icy Cold Heart. Look for it on June Apple Records. You're listening to Hillbilly Salad here on WUKY Listener Supported Radio. Now, I bet some of you out there who are listening grew up in a holler. And if you did, you know that holler people walk on a summer's evening. There's no better place than being up in a holler during summertime. And I always loved when I was little how people would get out and walk down the road along the creek as the cool of the day rolled in. You could smell the kudzu grapes, and the birds would start to sing, and the whole world cooled down and changed. The next song is by the very fine Martha Scanlon, and it reminds me of those days.
I like your coffee, baby. I like your tea. I like the tangled way you talk to me. And your sideways look and your schoolboy style. Take you walking just to see you smile. And walking ain't according. Walking's just a free. Come on. Just a blowing away and turn the corner, it's quiet as a
yesterday. We're gonna get up, down, and uptown on a long, hot summer day. For every day I work on the Illinois River, get a happy day off with the pay. No towboats building up barges on a long, hot summer day. For every day I work on the Illinois River, get a happy day off with pay. Hotel boats building up barges on a long, hot summer day.
Lay your head upon my knee. I drive a while so you can sleep. And get ready for the place we're going to. Salute, salute, S.O.D. It's like you love your father so. And you know it that he knows. It's been years since you have seen his eyes so.
That was Scott Miller doing his masterpiece, Appalachian Refugee, which I think is one of the essential Appalachian songs. I even teach that song in my Appalachian Lit class as an example of great writing about the Appalachian experience. Scott has a new EP out called Codependence. He did that with the really great fiddler, Raina Gellert. If you want to find out more about it, look it up at thescottmiller.com, T-H-E, scottmiller.com. Before that, we heard Long Hot Summer Days by the 23 String Band, one of my current favorite bands from the region. Most of them are from right down in my neck of the woods, and I'm proud of the good music they're making. They're burning up the festival circuit these days, and they are especially great to see live. Check them out at the 23stringband.com and make sure the 23 is the numbers. And we started that set with the very underrated Martha Scanlon doing a favorite of mine called Walkin', which always makes me think of holler walking in the evenings in the summer. I want to close the show with a song by Jen Rose that I think sums up my feelings about the country life really well. You can find out more about her and this song on our Facebook page or by visiting jenrosemusic.net. That's J-E-N, rosemusic.net. We will close with this one, so I'll sign off by thanking you very much for tuning in for another episode of Hillbilly Solid. And until next time, be sure to be good to one another.
I hear car wheels climbing up this gravel driveway. Dogs are all out barking in the yard. So I'll meet you on the rocks behind the back door. Stand a while and we stare up at the stars. And there's a great big orange moon on that horizon. Sounds of summer buzzing in the trees. You say I live in the middle of nowhere. Well, that may be, it's somewhere to me. Right here, where the deer graze in the pasture. Right here, where the dogs run fast and free. Right here, sing hallelujah. Right here in the middle of somewhere. Nowhere else I'd rather be. Well, the smell of coffee wakes us in the morning. Heading on out to see some friends of mine. In a paradise of woods along a back road. Few miles past the Indiana line. So I sit out on that porch and pass the hours. Beer and songs and faded photographs. And the story that they tell, it paints a picture. 20 years of history. Lots and lots of layers. And there's a great big yellow sun. It's rising like it's done so many times. Oh, memories like sparkles on the water. Makes me smile just to watch them shine. Right here, where the fish bite every morning. Right here, where the music sets you free. Right here, where the birds sing hallelujah. Right here in the middle of somewhere. Nowhere else they'd rather be. Time we climb back up this gravel driveway. The sun is setting low across the sky. And all the colors sing a song of all who come and gone. The spirits light the night like fireflies. So I stand a while and I stare at that horizon. All hill and sky as far as I can. It's true, I live in the middle of nowhere. It will always be somewhere to me. Right here, where the starry sky surrounds you. Right here, where the moon shines through the trees. Right here, where the birds sing hallelujah. Right here in the middle of somewhere. Nowhere else I'd rather be. Right here in the middle of somewhere.